This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Life Fitness, helping people live healthier lives. Save 10% with code MMA10 at lifefitness.com.
Shave Mob. Get a great shave. Save 10% off with code GWNET23. Tire Buyer. Get tires shipped to an installer of your choice. Save 7% off with code MMANUTS7.
Join Save Smile. Save 15% off plus 1 month free with code MMA15 at dentalplans.com.
Defense Soap. Used by more champions in more countries than any other brand. Save 15% off with code MMANUTS.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts episode 314.
314!
My name is Ingo Weigold.
Back with MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, rock live and twin serious. And ridiculous. Back! Ready to back attack.
Matt is back. Back is Matt. He had a birthday last weekend.
43, bitches.
Happy birthday. He took the week off.
Took a sabbatical.
Yes. Where'd you go? Egypt or something?
Lombard.
Cairo?
Didn't go very far. Went to Great America.
Oh. Okay. Nice. Trekked up north. I was Six Flags these days.
Super busy. Fright Fest is packed. All the way to the back.
All good. Were there scared people there?
A lot of them running people over. Ah! Nachos flying. Ah! It's a melting pot, Ingo. Yeah,
well. Help me! Help me!
Crazy folk out there, man.
Yeah. The UFC 205, huh?
I'm trying to coax him into talking about it, but that's good.
It's so racist. Like, I won't talk about it.
We're not racist.
UFC 205.
Everyone equally. Obviously, this is UFC 205. The show is all about UFC 205. The biggest, largest UFC card in MMA history, probably.
Could break records for everything.
So,
McGregor doesn't pull out injured.
Yeah, I heard a rumor about some injury with him, potentially on the leg somewhere. Like a knee might have a problem.
Well, he's not going to pull out, is he? No. He can't.
No, because I think he had an issue with a knee a couple fights ago, too, right? I wonder if it's something re-aggravated, I don't know. Or it's all bullshit. Don't know. But, that being said, my big question to you is, sir, as he takes a big breath.
Just thinking about sneezing.
How many pay-per-view dollars do you think Jesus. We're talking about? Buys, I'm sorry. How many buys? 2 mil?
2 million. We're over 2.
Okay. I'm with you. Just barely or by a lot?
First card in New York. Biggest card ever. Conor McGregor headlining. 3 title fights. 6 fights on the main card. 2.1 million.
Okay.
Just over.
I like it.
Where are you at?
I'm going to guess 2.4. I'm thinking we're close to the 2.5. I think this is going to be ridiculous, depending on, you know how it goes too, because fight week is coming up. So the chaos and whatever the fuck happens, like between McGregor and everybody else, if there's some shit that happens and there's some jawing back and forth, and who knows, with the undercard being as stacked as it is, those guys could create some noise too. So
like, who the fuck is that guy? Is he going to show up and create some havoc?
Yes, exactly. So we will see what happens, but New York, gosh, and the election's happening this week.
It's chaos. Well, the thing is, I haven't really heard anything about UFC 205. Have you seen any promotion?
Nope.
Or nothing weird? Maybe they're just saving it off for this week or wait till the election goes and then blow out all your coverage.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yeah.
Could be. Or they don't think they need to sell it. Maybe they don't.
Well, I think the ticket base, I want to say that the sales are the highest gate probably Madison Square Garden's ever done.
Wow. Okay. Well, the prices are obviously jacked up through the roof.
$5,000 for, what do you call it, obstructed seat?
Yeah.
They still have those?
Obstructed view?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. That would suck. Who the fuck buys that? It's not for UFC.
I can only see half a fighter. Half of the time.
For music, I could see that, but not. That's just the gayest shit ever, by the way. Even no matter what you go, who the fuck wants to sit with a pole in front of their face?
Well, I like a pole on my face.
I like, okay, as long as a big black pole?
I don't know, maybe.
Okay.
Why does it have to be black? Why can't the pole be white?
I don't know. Who wants a white pole? Anyways, poles, you want white poles in your face?
Whatever it is. Moving right along.
Yeah, so, I mean, shit, there's, are there extra fights than normal, right? Isn't there 1, 2?
Well, the main card's going to have 6, and I think they're still starting 13. At the same time, which means centrally, we should finish about 1:30.
Wow.
But I don't know why we can't move these fucking cards up an hour. They tried it, and then they gave up on it. But if you're East Coast, this is what? You're going to finish 2:30 in the morning?
The main event might happen at 1 a.m., which is crazy.
No one needs to sleep. Overrated.
But then again, when they fight overseas or down south in Brazil or something, the fights are on at weird times, too. Local time, it could be like at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
So I guess it is what it is. People come see fights any time of day. Fuck it.
I guess.
Yeah. I did not like the earlier times. It's too difficult for me to get here to watch them, but I can see why people might, you know. But this one, we're going to start early.
Yeah, like 7.
It'll be like a all-night thing. So,
yeah. Good. Lots of steaks. It'll all work out.
We'll all go into a food coma. Everyone will pass out before that.
Yeah. Which one do you want to talk about first? Chris Weidman, Yoel Romero?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Do your thing.
Well, it's been almost a year, I think, since both these guys last fought.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back, I rewatched Chris Weidman versus Luke Rockhold. Chris Weidman, noticeably smaller in that fight.
Mm-hmm.
And looked like he was gassed out after round one. It was kind of weird. So I'm looking at Yoel Romero, and I'm actually going to pick Chris Weidman to win this fight. And I'm picking him by KO, and I'll tell you why. Because Romero is coming off of a PED suspension, and I will say 9 times out of 10, when these guys come back from a PED suspension, they get KO'd. Well, they lose the fight, but they more than likely they're going to get KO'd.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm betting on happening here. And I'm giving Chris the hometown advantage with having New York on his side. And he's got his brother-in-law, is Wonder Boy Thompson, fighting too. They've been training together, so.
Are they brothers-in-law?
Yeah. One of them married a sister or something, so they're all family now.
Okay.
And I think it's no for gay Jesus! No for gay Jesus! I think it's Weidman all day. As long as he doesn't show up as the Chris Weidman that fought Luke Rockhold.
Yes.
Because he looked noticeably smaller. And I just wonder if it comes to the wrestling game, because Yoel's explosive as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Got that weird style. Like, who's gonna win that game? Weidman? I don't know. I'm just picking it solely based on stats of
stats and hometown
BD
advantage.
User and coming back and...
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
You know, there are those who think that Yoel was never on any substances.
He's 39.
Correct.
Two.
Weidman's up there, too, isn't
32.
He? Yeah. So I'm going to say I think the old man can still take the younger buck, I suppose. The big factor for me, and you mentioned this, was the explosiveness and the speed and the power of Romero. I mean, the dude is a monster. I don't think he's going to have any problem taking Weidman down, especially... I don't know. You know, I would like to see what the weigh-ins look like, but Weidman has just been like the incredible shrinking man. He's like Travis Brown.
Johnny Hendricks, too. Yeah. Like,
so
right?
What happened?
Robbie
just
Lawler.
Sucked the life right out of everybody. So, you know, it begs the question of who was on what? I don't know. But it definitely, he's not on the Matt Serra diet of pasta and freaking meatballs.
Steroids.
Oh, yeah. So, hey, I think the hometown is a big factor, but it also adds a lot of pressure for Weidman and coming off like that whole year layoff. And I think the reason he lost to Rockhold, I thought he was injured or something partially, wasn't he? Didn't he have like a some?
I'm
kind of
sure
problem?
He had some excuse.
Like sand in his vagina. I mean, what? No, I'm talking about like, you know, I think it was a knee or something weird.
Well,
but
Rockhold had staff. They both had their fucking
we're
excuses,
all so
right?
Sad. Yes. And I'm going to go ahead and say I like Romero's chances. I'm going to pick him via KO first round. I feel like his power's too great. His athleticism is going to win this fight. If it goes past the first round, I like Weidman's chances, but I don't think it will. And the pressure and everything else related to it, Romero has less of it on himself. I feel like he can come out relaxed, do his thing, and get the TKO. That's my prediction. I'm sticking to it.
Well, I would have picked Romero if he wasn't coming off of a steroid or a PED suspension. But since he is, I'm going with stats. Magic 8-Ball. Taking Chris Weidman.
Ooh.
Magic 8-Ball. Coming out of retirement for a special UFC 205.
Wow. I am in shock. I have not seen an 8-Ball in a while.
Moving right along. Tyron Woodley versus Stephen Wonderboy Thompson.
Yes.
What's going to happen here?
Well, Mr. Matt, I will have to say similar things about this fight. I like Woodley's power. I like his explosiveness. I think Thompson, of course, is unorthodox, but at the same time, Woodley has made work of much more technically skilled fighters in the past. You know, I feel like his opportunity here is to be explosive, just like Romero, get in Thompson's grill. Don't stay on the outside where Thompson has ability to do that weird shit that he does, the karate or whatever the hell he's fucking ninja shit he pulls. Jam him, get in his face, use that power. He's got a lot of power and explosiveness. Put him on his back, grind it out. I think Woodley via decision.
I'm worried about Woodley in the championship round.
Yeah? Is his mama going to be there?
Taro kicking his ass, Taro! Yeah. They'll hear him through the whole fucking state. That was the Henderson versus Fedor one, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah.
That's right. We were there. Mm-hmm. No, I worry about his cardio because only time he's been in the championship rounds was against Nate Marquardt when they were fighting for a vacant Strike Force title. And Marquardt starched him with that crazy Mortal Kombat type finish. Mm-hmm. Like, ooh! That ain't good. That ain't good for anybody's health.
No.
So I just wonder, how does his cardio hold if he goes 4 or 5 rounds? And when I look at this fight, I was rewatching some of Woodley's fights, and it's crazy because you have a guy with Wonderboy Thompson who's really good at controlling the distance, and then you have a guy with Woodley who's very good at closing the distance. Mm-hmm. So who's going to win in that fair? And then I rewatched the Roy McDonald versus Tyron Woodley fight, and like, there was a guy who stifled Woodley because he was coming at him with awkward shit. He was making Woodley go backwards. And I think that's the thing, is you need to pressure Woodley so he's fighting backwards. Mm-hmm. Against Lawler, he was coming forward. Mm-hmm. And that's when he seems to do well. Or take him down. I think that was something that Rory did to him too, where you don't see Woodley getting taken down. I don't think Wonderboy is going to be shooting a takedown on Woodley. No. But fuck, would that be interesting to see. And, you know, looking at Woodley, I know he was training at Rufus Sport with Duke Rufus, and he brought in Sage Northcutt to kind of help him with the karate.
With his hair or something? Like,
yeah, work on his beard game or something.
Okay.
Hey, thank you, Mr. Woodley. He said he's calling him Mr. Woodley all the time. Wow. He's like, this is kind of weird. The guy's 20, but he calls me Mr. Woodley. And
okay,
I don't know if that's going to help him. I don't think you can find anybody that's going to mimic a Wonder Boy when you have such a high level striker. Mm-hmm. And when you look at how he picked people apart when he fought Hendricks, like Hendricks got a takedown on him, but then once he reestablished himself, he was just picking him apart. And I think that's the other thing about Thompson, is he's super accurate with his shots.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you have accurate, can control the distance versus power and can close the distance. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I think I like Thompson in this one. I don't know. Yeah, I think he can knock him out, but I kind of want to see this one play out. I kind of want to see 4 rounds. I want to see Woodley in the championship rounds. I want to see how he fares. I want to see him. I want a back and forth, and I feel like this could be the one where it can go back and forth, where each guy's going to have their moments, and then by the 4th round, I'm going to see Thompson's going to KO him with some kind of fucking spinning head kick type shit. Magic 8 ball? Tyron Woodley.
Yeah. Kick his ass, Tyron!
That's right. Kick his fucking ass.
That's right.
Should we go to the main event?
Hey, why not?
Conor McGregor versus Eddie Alvarez. What do you see happening?
Okay, well, I remember being in your place watching the McGregor Diaz fight, the second one.
Yeah.
And everybody's going apeshit because in the second round it was like a total replay of the first fight, where Conor looked like he was fading, like the cardio just went out the window, right? And I'm wondering, in this fight, because Eddie Alvarez has a cardio machine and a mentality of a grinder, if Conor can fix that problem. And I don't think he can. And on top of that, he's not going to be able to throw leg kicks as much because Nate's not doing takedowns, right? So he can throw kicks. And yeah. I think he was doing that in that fight, trying to wear him down a bit, right? Instead of punching himself out. Dude, you're not throwing leg kicks against Eddie Alvarez because he's going to take your ass down. Very scary. So Alvarez, it's weird how these fights are all similar. So Alvarez's game should be to grind, Conor, get him moving backwards, get him against the cage, get him frustrated, get on top of him, wear him down, right? But the big thing, and that's the question mark for me, is Conor definitely has huge accuracy, and Alvarez has a tendency to brawl. And yeah. when he gets hurt, he's got, like, bite down on your mouth. Let's go hooks. Crazy. Not a good game plan against McGregor, who is extremely accurate with his striking. So that's my concern for Alvarez, but I still say that he's going to grind this one out. I say Alvarez via decision for the sheer fact that I don't think Conor has the cardio to go five rounds. I think he fades in the second again. Now he's fighting a guy who's, again, bigger than him, but maybe not bigger than him, more comfortable at this weight class, better wrestling, not as technical, but will be able to grind him down. Alvarez via decision. And plus, it's more like a hometownish kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And Conor's thinking about the retirement, all that shit. I think Alvarez all day.
It's kind of a hometown, but it's kind of not, because when they had those press conferences in New York, mm-hmm. Eddie was getting booed like it was going out of style. I think Conor was drawing more fans than Eddie is. And all the talk I hear from Eddie, I get the sense of overconfidence.
Yeah.
To the almost the same amount where you had Luke Rockhold versus Michael Bisping too.
Oh no, he went there. Okay.
I'm just serious. Like, he just so confident. He has not taken this fight serious in my mind, where he's like, I got nothing to worry. He's all laughs and giggles all the time against Conor, and doesn't feel a real threat. Feels like Conor has just padded his record, just picking the people he wants to fight. Like, okay, that's a good way to see it. But you look at that last fight against Nate, and you talk about the leg kicks. Like, well, he came in with a game plan. He knows Nate doesn't check leg kicks. He never throws. Conor doesn't throw leg kicks. And after the fight, he's like, fuck leg kicks. I'm never throwing those again, you know. He was 500 pounds. If he was a pound, I tell ya. He's talking all sorts of crazy shit. Like, what? The guy, he weighs the same amount of you. Yeah. He's not 30 pounds heavier.
Whatever.
He's like, this will be the same thing. So, like, look at the size advantage for Eddie in this fight. Eddie's walking around at 180. That's no bullshit. He's probably bigger than Nate, right?
Yeah.
So, strength-wise, he's got a problem. I'm thinking, though, he's going to do a better job with the cardio, because I don't think... I know Conor spent like $300,000 on that last training camp.
Oh my God.
But the cardio he was doing, he was just like riding a bike, and I don't think he figured out the cardio right. And
$300,000?
I'm thinking this camp, they get the cardio down pat.
Okay.
Because when I look back at that fight, it's like, okay, Conor against Nate Diaz too. He won round one and two, and then he started fading, lost three and four, but then he came back in the fifth. Like, he gained some cardio, and I think he's going to gain some confidence from realizing, like, the first time he just gave up against Nate. He just gave up his back. He's like, I'm tired. Yeah. I give up my back. But the second time he rose up, I said, fuck it. Mm-hmm. I can do this. So I think that's a big confidence boost for Conor. So I imagine he's going to double up the touch button apart. Double the cardio.
And this is at 155 as well, right? Not 170.
Yeah, and so. Think about that. Like, goddamn, so now you have a champion versus champion. Like, can Conor come out with two belts? Because then he's like, fuck you. You have to fight me for my belts. They're mine. You can't take them from me. Like, goddamn, this guy is serious.
Vanderlei Silva type weird videos.
Yes.
Like, I kill you. Come for my belts. All, like, dark and shit with the light shining on his
Hell
face.
Hell yeah. I like that. This is why we should run the UFC. Conor McGregor will be your fucking PR team.
That's great.
So the other thing I'm worried about Alvarez, so too, is he could come out with a stupid game plan like he did against Pettis, where all he wanted to do was just grind him down and grind him down and just earn a boring victory to the point where even after he won, all the fans are booing him. And when he had that walk in the park with Ariel Helwani, he said, man, I learned a lot from that fight. He's like, I got to recognize what the fans want, but I also have to stick to a game plan. So I have a feeling Eddie's going to stand and bang for one round at least and see how that works out. I mean,
that'd be good.
It's hard to say how that's going to work out. I feel like that favors Conor, but if things aren't working well for him, Eddie, I feel like he's going to work to the takedowns to do that Anthony Pettis bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to see him do that, because that, in my mind, that's not fighting. That's you wrestling somebody. A fight is like when Connor and Nate fought. That is a fight. Two guys go out there and throw down for five rounds. It's going one way or the other. Yeah. Either guy could win.
Right.
And that's what I'm hoping to see here. I hope Eddie just, I think he's going to say, fuck a game plan, and just going to try to stand and bang it out. And I feel Connor is going to clock him and
yeah,
like send him to the Shadow Realm about round two.
The what realm?
Shadow Realm.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay. I'm with you. Is that like a Mortal Kombat reference?
Something.
Okay.
Let's see. What, Magic 8 Ball.
Realm of Shadows.
It's taken Conor McGregor.
All right.
Conor McGregor.
The Irish. They got the luck of the Irish.
Hey, before we hit our news.
Yes.
We should talk about GoDaddy.
What?
Getting awesome deals and stuff.
I love GoDaddy.
Why?
Because they're the fucking shit. Listen, if you want a website, if you want hosting, dude, if you want to do anything online, GoDaddy's the place to be.
Porn?
Is it okay that you do porn?
I don't know. You said anything. I just said porn.
You better check the fine print. I think that might not be allowed. I'm not sure about
99cent.com. MMA Nuts 99. 30% off new orders. Code MMA Nuts 30. $1 a month. Economy hosting for 12 months. Code MMA Nuts 1H.
A dollar hosting?
Yes.
That's crazy. Holy shit. That's really cheap. Yeah. So listen, you're sitting around in your underpants right now. You're thinking, whatever, I got this great idea for a website. Go there. Spend a couple bucks. Easy.
That's right.
It might not ever happen, but at least you didn't spend a lot, you know?
You could support us, support them.
I got a roommate in college, right? He made shirts and everything. I told you about this before.
Yeah.
WeFuckedYourMom.com. He bought the domains, and I think he used GoDaddy, actually. It's funny part.
See?
Funny, yeah. But never went anywhere. I think he still owns them, but it was a great idea at the time. I think he was really high.
That's right. Go buy WeFuckedYourMom.com or YourMomSister.com.
That was another one he bought, something along the
same.
Yeah, see.
Mark He's guy. A thinker.
Yeah, not a doer, though.
That's right.
That's okay. Let's talk some news, man.
Yeah, we got.
So check it out. Let me see. MMA Junkie.
Yep.
They, what's the guy's name? Steven Morocco and Ben Folks. They got a document. It was kind of like a pitch piece that was released to investors to sell the UFC, to kind of sell investors on the UFC. And it paints a very pretty picture outlook-wise, talking about revenue is growing up the last 3 years. And I think we have 516,000 in 2013. A little down year in 2014 at 450, and then 610 in 2015, and then like it's this year is supposed to be through the roof apparently, and they're talking about the fact that they cut costs.
This is 610,000 or million?
Sorry,
when you're saying 610, that's
million.
It's like, whew, well, they just bought it for $4 billion, and they're only making 610,000.
Billion. So did I say thousand?
Sorry. You didn't say anything. I just need clarity.
Good. Thank you for the clarification, and. They're talking about the fact that the contracts are up with Fox and Reebok and all this shit in 2018, which supposedly is going to put them in a prime position to leverage some new contracts. They're talking about a bigger TV deal, bigger advertising deal, the whole nine yards. The outlook is good. They've cut costs. They've, you know, as you said a couple shows ago, they cleaned house as far as 15 or 20% of the employees got shit canned. My question to you is do you think this is all bullshit or... Do you feel like the UFC has now been bought by a big corporation and they're actually going to start turning ridiculous profits?
I feel like they have trouble ahead because I think we're experiencing an anomaly right now.
Yeah.
Because you have a Conor McGregor and you have a Ronda Rousey, which is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But what happens when Ronda leaves and what happens when Conor leaves? You don't have any other follow-up stars right now that are going to sell pay-per-views through the roof.
John Jones and GSP.
Yeah, well, we don't want to sign GSP, and John's going to be John.
Unpredictable, right?
Well, he's still suspended or not. I don't know.
Nick Diaz.
Right.
He's not going to carry an organization. He's too crazy.
Nate. I mean, there's excitement, but it's not to the Conor level. It's not to the Ronda level. You need another breakout star. I don't see one in the shoot right now.
Sage Northcutt?
CM Punk?
Hey.
I can throw names out, too.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good point. So, but I think 2016 will be a solid year, but maybe 2017 is a down year.
I think they're going to cut back on cards, and I think you're going to cut back on a roster, but then maybe you'll go back to you're having less pay-per-views, like the number ones are all stacked. Like if you could do shit like this UFC 205 every card, that's how it used to be. Maybe we can get back to these days.
Be awesome. So you're actually excited. So they have a named card or numbered card every 6 weeks instead of like every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
that's whatever it was going on for a while. And then we get excited. Six to 8 weeks, numbered card. It's a big one. Shit's going down. I mean, you do still have Brock and Jones, and these guys are all kind of still lingering around, so you never know. But there is a rumor about Rousey being, what, one and done?
Yeah, she just said her fight against Amanda Nunes is going to be one of her last fights. Hmm. So are you surprised to hear that? Because it sounds like she wanted to go Hollywood now.
No, not at all. I mean, you had said this a bunch of times. She might try to get her belt back and then be done. I don't know that she really wants that Cyborg fight.
That's... She wants no part of it. So any way to get out. And I think the WWE was saying that they want to hire her.
Sure, why not?
I know she wants to do that shit.
Dude, that's easy money for her.
Just show up a couple nights?
Yeah.
One night a month?
Whatever.
You don't have to do that much.
She can be on the same card. Maybe Brock's kind of involved in this thing. I don't know. That's much easier money than getting kicked in the face and getting your mouth busted.
Yeah, in her scenario, because she's not going to have to do the 100 shows or whatever, how many they do.
No.
You're like just on the road constantly. No, she's going to say, hey, I'm going to do 2 shows a year. You're going to pay me X amount. And then she's going to do all her movies. And, you know, it's just from the one standpoint, I'm just sad because for all this shit she talked on Cyborg and to never fight the Cyborg, I don't understand it.
I understand it. It's fear, Matt.
Well, if it's gonna be your last fight, you might as well just do it. Because win or lose, what's gonna happen besides your face get rearranged and you're gonna get sent into retirement not because you want to, but because you have to. So I'm sorry.
Well, she's not Dan Henderson. She is Ronda Rousey. There's a fragile ego attached to that body.
Yeah, this is true.
So
super fragile.
Yes. So, you know, that's probably part of it. Probably can't take that loss, Matt. It will be too difficult. To continue living if you lose to said Cyborg.
So. Yeah, that's true. So Jose Aldo, his coach, said that retirement's off the table now.
Mm-hmm.
They're pushing for a unifying title fight for February or March.
Ooh.
And this goes back to my question, like, what happens when you go back to the UFC headquarters? And I don't mean to make light of this, but did Anthony Pettis have some sort of contract dispute? Because someone fucking firebombed all his cars at his house the other day.
Oh, yeah. That happened last week, right?
Yeah. So is this like what they tell Jose? Like, would you just watch and see what's going to happen? And they fucking do some firebombs.
Come to your fucking house. Burn your shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know.
It's
shit
weird.
I don't know shit about that Pettis thing other than I read the article. And I'm thinking it's like, eh.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Because I think it goes to a bigger point, too, because Fabricio Werdum had posted something on his Instagram. I think he had put a picture of a Nike logo over the Reebok and said something like, suck my balls, Reebok. I love Reebok. Yeah.
Okay.
I love Nike. And then Jose Aldo liked the post, and then there was all this drama, and then Fabricio Werdum lost his commentating duties for the UFC. Just fired. Thanks for playing.
Is that as bad as saying he's going to kill somebody in the cage?
Apparently.
Octagon-related death?
Don't blaspheme, Reebok!
Yeah.
No blasphemy, Ingo!
All right.
So, and then it pushes the fighter union more. I thought this week we're supposed to hear there's supposed to be 9 fighters coming out talking about a fighter union, and Donald Cerrone said he wants to be the face of it. He's not afraid.
Ooh.
He's talking all sorts of crazy talk. Also said that he wants to fight Damian Maia at UFC 207.
He's fucking crazy.
How do you like that fight?
and
his
what?
Chances.
I actually like that fight. I think that would be real interesting. He's no joke on the ground, and I would love to see Damian go against him.
Condit was no joke either.
Right. I want to see I want to see Damian go against him, a guy like that who's very crafty on the ground and in the stand-up and see. Like, dude, imagine he runs over Cowboy. Again, and gets on top of Cabo. Cabo can't do shit. Dude, that will be literally, like, ridiculous because you know Cerrone's got sick jiu-jitsu and he's got really good Muay Thai.
And at 170 looks unstoppable.
Yes! So what do you do then? How do you
give Damian Maya a title
Thank
shot?
Thank you.
But he should have a title shot already. But they're never gonna give him one.
He's fucking doomed.
It's either that or GSP for Damian, and fucking, I don't even know what's happening with that guy.
I think they should give him that Anderson Silva fight again. I feel like he would take
that. Damian?
Yeah. I feel like he would take
that. I'd
be
okay with that.
I think he would take that. He wants that one back bad.
Talking all the bullshit.
I think he could beat Anderson Silva right now. Easily.
I think so, too.
Ah, fucking Damian. Poor guy.
He's in a good and a bad spot.
Yeah.
You know?
Ruining.
What else?
Johnny on the spot.
Yeah. I'll fight hit. Everybody.
Whatever.
Well, you're fighting at 205. Isn't he fighting Kelvin Gastelum at 205?
Cerrone?
Yeah.
Is that the plan?
Yeah.
I thought
that he's done that.
Oh, wow.
I'll tell you in a second. Let's see.
He's nope. crazy. Nope.
Yep. Yeah, he's fighting Gastelum. Like, he doesn't even want any time. UFC 207, fine. Done. Against Damian Maya, I can train my jiu-jitsu in enough time. What else? Misha Tate thinks the UFC should make 125-pound women's division before they make 145-pound division for Cyborg. What do you think about that?
I don't know. Who the fuck's going to be in that division?
Exactly.
Misha, just put some pounds on and be in the Cyborg
division.
She
wants to.
Like 20, though, not just 5.
That's fine. But why? Just
could you imagine Misha, like, the way she looks now, but, like, a little more thicker?
Well, I think she is thick, but then they have to cut all that weight, right?
Cut that weight. It's good weight.
I know.
Don't cut that weight. Leave
you
that
don't
out.
Have to.
Don't
just,
cut that.
Just fight Cyborg. Why not give Cyborg a 145?
Get your cheeseburgers and cupcakes.
Yes. What else is going
she's
on?
She still single?
I don't know. I think Caraway is still there. Luke Rockhold's injured. He's out of his fight with Jacare. And can you guess what kind of injury he had?
Sand in his vagina?
Yeah. Another knee injury, a.k.a. where good knees go to die or something.
Yeah.
I just keep picturing Cain Velasquez doing those leg extensions. Full weight, full power, full blowout, full knee. I just wonder if everyone's doing it like that.
Probably.
Just fucking knee under eye, they'll blow out a knee, blow out a knee. This is like literally, I think, the fourth one. Nurmagomedov, Kane. I don't know if Corbier blew his knee out, but yeah, he may be the only one knee free. Mm-hmm. What else? Mark Hunt, he's filing a lawsuit against the UFC.
For the Brock Lesnar thing?
Yeah, because all the other people he fought that were all juiced up. I think he's fought three guys
like a
now.
Bunch.
And
him and Bisping just started a union.
I'm so sick of hearing Bisping talk about. That's all he talks about. Steroid this, steroid that. Yeah. Mike, you're probably the biggest steroid user there is, allegedly.
He probably is.
I like all these guys. Who is it? The John Fitch, who always said, I'm so anti this, anti that. And he pops. They all talk it. It's a beaten horse. And I'm sick of raping training. What?
Did you just say rape training?
Yes.
Moment of silence.
Pondering it. Pondering it.
Picturing
you got any other news? I think I'm newsed out. We got a lot of questions.
No, I'm good. I'm fine.
Alright.
Carry
Ask
on my
the
word,
nuts.
Son.
What is the sleeper fight at UFC 205?
It was on the undercard. I would say it's the hold on, I'll tell you. I have to bring it up.
There's a couple.
Yeah, there's the one that I had my eyes on is going to be I like Rashad Evans and Tim Kennedy and Jim Miller and Thiago Alves. I like those two. Depends which Rashad shows up.
He's looking awfully slow.
Yeah, if he's got cardio, that could be a barn burner. But if he doesn't, then it's a problem.
I'm leaning towards Nurmagomedov and Michael Johnson.
Good point.
It's crazy that fight's on the undercard too.
I don't know.
I would knock Misha Tate and Raquel Pennington off of the main card. They just put women on there. They have women on there.
Of course.
It's crazy. All right, next question. What change or skill would you add to make your favorite fighter better?
I would give BJ Penn cardio.
You want to motivate a BJ Penn, is what you're saying?
Just give him cardio.
Mark Hunt, TRT.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Make him take the juice.
Wow.
So I can see what it feels like.
Oh, my God. It'd be ridiculous. He's probably on the juice anyways.
Rich Franklin, the ability to fight left-handed fighters.
There you go.
Every single left-hander he fought fucked him up.
K.O.
Belfort. Yep. Kung Lee. Who else? Didn't Lyoto shut him off?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Anderson Silva, but he's not lefty.
Everybody. Is Ronda Rousey a steroid? I can't say a word. She a typical bully? Put stereo in front of it. Is it stereo or stereo?
Stereotypical bully?
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Yes, she is. Talks big game until she gets beat, and then she's all quiet and whiny and doesn't wants to go. She's going to take her ball and go home.
That's right. Do nothing, bitch.
That's right.
What should be done when a fighter misses weight by a wide margin?
Jesus.
We're talking about this.
What were some ideas we had?
You were saying a free shot.
A free shot to the face.
Duct tape one limb.
Yeah.
Like, I would, seriously, I think you should, depending upon how much weight they're over, you take a point away. If you're 5 pounds or less, it's 1 point. If you're 5 pounds or over, we're taking 2 points off.
Wow.
To start the fight. So then you're at a severe disadvantage because
you gotta go for broke.
Yeah, you got one round. If you didn't win that first round, you might as well just fucking give it up. And then I think you take 10% of their purse for every pound they're over, up to 75%. Because I think at some point you gotta let them make a little money. But I think over this weekend, Charles Oliveira missed weight by 9 pounds. I think that was his fifth time missing weight. But I mean, Jesus Christ, you're not even fucking trying at that point. 9 pounds? Yeah. And you probably need to go up to the next weight class too. For your next fight.
Yeah, because the penalty's not great enough if he continues to do the same behavior. So,
no.
Yeah.
Fuck it. You're fighting at...
BBC in the ass.
You're fighting at 85 now. Make him move up 2 weight classes.
Pitch that.
So they're at the bottom end.
You heard me, though.
I know you heard. I heard you. Jacob Vincent Pulford asks, how did this Luque versus Muhammad fight get on this UFC 205 card?
Who?
Exactly. This is the one fight where we said, I have no fucking idea who these guys are.
Vincent Luque.
I'm going to say an injury. An injury.
A filler. They need to fill a spot.
Yeah. Who has a better shot at beating Maya? And who is undoubtedly up next for a shot? Woodley or Wonderboy?
I would say who has a better shot? Probably Woodley.
Yeah.
Because
I think Wonderboy could get taken down.
Oh, yeah. Especially if he's Maya. Getting fucking fancy. Maya will go right for that leg and boom. They can put him on his back and then ride him cowboy for 3 rounds, you know? Or less.
Yeah. Hopefully less. Yeah. Hypothetically, if McGregor loses to Alvarez and goes back to featherweight and loses his belt in the next fight, what does this do to his stock? Will people still be as interested in him?
No, and that's not going to happen.
What?
Well, one of those two scenarios won't happen. Either he won't lose to Alvarez, or he won't lose the belt at 145 because he's not going to fight.
He can't go back.
No.
He's death at 145.
No, no, no.
I really think he has to win this 55-1. It opens so many more doors. I mean, it would be really good for business.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to say Alvarez needs to take a dive, but he might want to take a dive for the business, son.
That's right.
Just saying.
A little backdoor money.
Yeah. Zeke Schwab asks, should the Evans-Kennedy fight just be considered a loser-leaves-town kind of match?
Yeah. No. I mean, not for Kennedy, but...
Kennedy's still relevant.
Rashad is just, dude, I don't know what happened. Like, Rashad,
you should move
I think
up the heavyweight.
He just got old.
Move up the heavyweight.
That's a good idea. He started there, right?
Right. That's an ultimate fighter. Yeah. I think he fought Brad Iams for the title.
Keeps trying to go down in weight.
Right. I think as you get older, you should move up because speed goes first.
Yeah. Rashad ain't looking like he used to. I think he's another victim of the TRT era.
I think all these guys are.
Yeah.
So. And he says, also, if Rashad beats Kennedy, where does he go in the middleweight division?
He doesn't.
Well, he's kind of sidelined himself, and he's talking a lot of shit about the UFC and about Reebok, so I'm kind of surprised he's even back fighting. And he's pulling guns on the USADA drug testers. He's making them watch him take a shower. I don't know what else.
Is that Rashad?
No, Tim Kennedy.
I was going to say, you're thinking of watching him take a shower.
Yeah, watch me wash my balls.
Seriously? I didn't know that part.
Something happened with USADA in the shower and Tim Kennedy.
I love it. Yeah. I think he might be like kind of weird.
He might have pulled the gun out and said, listen, you're going to watch me take a shower.
How do you like my pee-pees in your face?
I'm pissing in the shower and you will tell no one.
Dude, I feel like...
You're a woman. I'm going to even shit on your chest. Because that's the kind of shit I'm into.
I feel like Tim Kennedy is like way out there. And I'd love to have a conversation
with him. No, he scares
he's just
me.
Like way out there.
Fucking scares me. ISIS is after him. Oh, yes. I don't need them after me.
No.
I might. I don't know. I could use a little ISIS in my life.
Thinking about this.
Is this good or bad?
Thinking.
Could be.
You get the women with the thingies. Just the
some of them are hot.
They are.
You can't see.
No, because they're covered.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's blasphemy. You shouldn't have to wear that. Follow-up question. If Khabib wins against Johnson, will we see a number one contender match between him and El Kukui?
Sure.
Possibly. If Khabib doesn't injure himself in the process.
Or brushing his teeth.
Right. Jacob Vincent Pulverdats. This is, without a doubt, the best card in the history of MMA from a stacked talent perspective. That being said, the sleeper fight here, in my opinion, could be a fight of the night candidate, is Jim Miller versus Thiago Alves.
Hey.
Are you kidding me? Awesome fight. How does this one play out? That's a good question.
I think, well, because the Jim Miller I recall from the last few fights, he wants to stand and bang. So I'm thinking... Not well for him, because Alves is pretty freaking strong.
I think this is Alves' first time at 155. I thought he was having a hard time getting there. I think he fired Mike Dolce in the process.
Why is everyone firing Mike Dolce all of a sudden?
Because the results aren't going as well as they should be. And what happened to Alves? He was a massive 170, and now he's going down to 155. He looks like a little boy.
Well, Matt, do you think it has anything to do with USADA?
No.
I know he's one of your favorites. We always liked him.
Yeah, those leg kicks on Josh Koscheck. UFC 90 in Chicago.
That's right.
Whack! Whack!
Brutal.
Yes.
What was the question?
Who do you favor?
I favor Alves.
I agree.
In this fight. Now, if Jim gets away from his recent game plan of trying to stand and bang, I think I favor him, but... He's just
been biting down on the mouthpiece, like him and Lozon. Let's just fucking throw it on.
I don't know why he's doing that, because he didn't used to, but...
Drinking too much beer.
Could be. Still got that hot wife.
Brewery. Oh, stop. Stop.
You're going
to get us in trouble.
What?
No, because we were at that UFC.
No, she was there with the red hair and all this stuff, and I was like, wow, who's that? And then it was happened to be his wife. So.
I thought she was not attractive at all. At all.
So good.
No disrespect. I wasn't a fan. Ingo's all up in that shit. Tony Davey asks, how do you see the UFC in 10 years? I personally see the company fail because of the way they treat fighters.
I think they'll keep treating fighters like shit and they'll be extremely successful.
The UFC will never die. It's so big. It's a $4 billion company.
It'll be a $10 billion company.
At least, if not $40 billion in 10 years. Yeah. I mean... They did from, what, 93 to 2016, 13 years, took it from $2 million to $4 billion. I can't even multiply that out in my head.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of times signs and exponentially grown. So I imagine another 10 years, another exponentially growing if they do everything correctly. But even if they fucked it up, I don't think you can fuck this up bad enough to put it out of business. It's that big right now. Too big to fail. It's like one of the banks. The government will step in. Gregory LaFountain asks, when looking at this card as a whole, what grade would you give the UFC for their first card in New York?
A-.
It's a solid A, but again, that's on paper. This has to deliver because sometimes these things will shit the bed.
Yes, the only thing that would make it greater is John Jones on the card. And it didn't quite happen.
If he can make it.
Right.
Jacob Vincent-Pulver asks, who the fuck is that guy versus Frankie Edgar is a fight every true fan is looking forward to. Who should I bet on in that one and why? And you should bet on who the fuck is that guy? Because I feel an uppercut sending someone to the Shadow Realm, even though they don't typically get knocked out, if at all.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Frankie Edgar is like worn down. feel like he's past his prime.
I don't
feel like he's due for a knockout. I feel like Gray Maynard should have won.
Still
that first fight, they should have stopped the fight. He dropped three times.
Like Sub-Zero?
Yes. Stole his soul.
Yeah, no, no. I think Frankie's still the man. You cannot knock that guy out. He's like the Terminator.
I don't know. Jeremy hits really fucking hard.
He does.
I think harder than anybody.
Really?
Harder than Rumble.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. That's saying a lot.
Tony, he's going to imprint him.
Yeah, maybe. That JDS knockout was like 7 or 8 years ago, which is crazy to think about. But I still
he hasn't. He didn't look too hot either.
Ooh.
Hot feel.
No. I'm going to go ahead and say Edgar still wins this thing by decision. He cannot be stopped. It's crazy.
Yeah,
he's
like got this, his fucking thing. I'm fucking selling this right now. Hang on.
Doing his little in and out thing, and he's got like his little thing, and he's hucking around. And he's doing his little thing. He's never stopping moving.
Who the fuck is that guy? Magic 8-Ball. Bat with the 8-Ball.
Fuck the 8-Ball.
I know. Mike Smith Rivera asks, what happens first? McGregor defends his 145-pound belt, or CM Punk is the second chance in the octagon?
CM Punk.
I agree. CM Punk will get a second chance against some other pie. Mike Smith Rivera asks, follow-up, Tony Ferguson versus Donald Cerrone at 155. Who takes it? Not going to happen. I do not want to see Cerrone at 155 ever.
Me neither.
So
fuck that.
No.
He's too awesome at 170.
Yep.
But he might take that fight.
He would take that fight. He'll fight it anywhere, but yeah. We don't want him back at 55.
Cerrone at every weight. Yes.
That's right. Mike Smith Rivera asks, who would win, an army of 500 Chris Cyborgs or 1,500 Joanna Jędrzejczyks?
Are we talking about fighting or fucking?
Both.
I'm going to take Jędrzejczyk.
Well, that's like a 3-1. So exactly. That's tough. But when you're talking in the hundreds, I feel like the Cyborgs, it's like exponential. I feel like you can't stop more. If you have more than one, if you have two Cyborgs, that's like 10.
Whoa.
You have three, that's like 100.
Oh, wow.
If you have four, now you're fucked.
What if you have 500?
Exactly. You got a wall of Cyborgs.
Just knocking fools out.
Yeah, and a wall of Jędrzejczyks. I think she just drops Jędrzejczyks like left and right.
Probably.
Because there's that weight difference. You're talking 170 versus 115.
Jędrzejczyk's only 115. I always forget that.
Yeah.
That's not a lot of weight.
She beats those bitches up.
That's a small woman. 115-pound woman.
Yeah.
Imagine that. It's a tiny woman. It's small.
That's right.
Too small.
Exactly.
I don't like that.
Rigo Machado will close it out.
Oh, no.
It's time!
Yes!
Pound sign, Nuts Roll. Pound sign, Matt Rape Train. Pound sign, Ingo Sugar Daddy. Would you rather date someone 10 years older than you or date someone 10 years younger than
older.
You?
Older.
That's funny.
It's an easy question.
Older. Would you rather have your face on the $20 bill or your hometown named after you?
$20 bill.
Agree. Would you rather have a beer with humble Damian Maya or smoke weed with crazy Nick Diaz? Save me a question. I'm smoking weed with Nick Diaz.
Thank you. Fuck you and your shitty question, because that's not a question.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Okay, anyways.
Jennifer Lawrence, Anna Kendrick, or Emma Watson?
Oh, God.
And this is what the middle chick, Kendrick, looks like, because I didn't know who she was.
Okay. I'm going to kill her.
Yeah. She looks like the bitch
dead.
You needed to kill, right?
She's dead. Right okay. Away. Dead. I'm going to fuck. What's the other two?
Emma Watson and Jennifer Lawrence.
I'm going to marry Jennifer Lawrence. That's not even a question. Married. Done. Till death do us something. And I'll fuck the other one.
Yeah, I agree. I can't even argue with that. Fucking Harry Potter chick, she needs to be fucked. This chick needs to die. And then Jennifer Lawrence is
is that
dirty.
I have no idea who Emma Thompson is. Okay. Whatever.
Yeah, this is a Harry Potter show.
Perfect.
Oh, the Jennifer Lawrence.
The redhead?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jennifer Lawrence is dirty.
Oh, yeah.
You saw the pictures.
She seems super cool, man.
Yeah.
What pictures?
Fappening.
Oh, the Fappening.
She's dirty. That's the kind of chick you want to marry.
Is there a Fappening 3?
Seriously, what are you guys doing?
Stop sleeping on the job.
They're just hacking all these Clinton emails. You should be fappening.
Ooh, there could be a Clinton fappening.
Ooh.
Could you imagine?
I'd do her.
I would not.
I would do that, bitch. What? Yeah. You can't say that. She's going to be the president.
No. Yes.
I'll say this right now. There's going to be a lot of turmoil come end of the election, whether Clinton wins, whether Trump wins.
Who do you think is going to win?
I think all the polls are lying, and I really think Trump's going to win, but I just wonder how much fuckery is going to go on behind the scenes with Clinton. I feel like they're going to rig this election, and I feel like it's going to be a long, drawn-out, dirty process. One way or the other, whoever wins or whoever loses, it's going to be ugly.
I agree. I think Clinton wins in April.
But isn't she going to end up in jail? So why are we even here?
She's not going to jail.
Someone's got to go to jail. Lingo.
Might as well be us.
It's fine. Yeah, you got knowledge?
Yes, I do. I watched Joe Rogan Triggered, his new comedy special, this week, and I quite enjoyed it. I will have to say...
Where could I watch said show?
Netflix. Okay. I don't know if it's available on Amazon Prime, but it's free on Netflix. And it starts out a little slow. I mean, Joe, you know, it's being Joe. But second half, dude, he gets rolling, and I was dying. It's totally different. There's no old jokes. It's a complete new thing. And
no rape jokes?
I'm trying to remember. Is there a rape
joke? By a UFC fighter raping him?
No, there was no UFC. There actually no UFC discussion at all. Zero. So, interesting. Joe, it's funny because, like, Joe, being Joe, he comes out his little fire plug. He's got his little shirt on, right? He's wearing, like, a fancy dress shirt. And by, like, 20 minutes in, he's, like, sweating balls. He's fucking, like, why did you wear that? I don't know. He could have worn a dark one at least, you know? But I think he wore, like, a light-colored one. Yeah. But
if you wear white, you won't see his sweat as much.
Is it white or black?
White. Which one?
White. Okay. But, hey, I like it. I like that Joe just doesn't hold back. He's not afraid. He'll go wherever. It's all good. So, nothing like a little good comedy. You got any knowledge?
Steven Seagal just became a citizen of Russia.
Whoa. Why?
I don't know. Probably hates the United States. I think he's a communist.
Can you be a dual citizen of Russia and the U.S.?
I don't know.
You can if Trump goes in and then Putin power thing.
That's right.
Triple citizen.
Oh, yeah.
That's the scary part. Putin.
Yeah, it's lose-lose. That's why I voted for Gary Johnson. I already put my vote in.
Nice.
What if he comes out? He can sneak attack. Gary Johnson wins. Mm-hmm. It's funny. We went through this entire cycle of election, and not one of them addressed marijuana through the entire thing. No one addressed prescription painkillers.
No?
Nope.
Did you want them to?
Yeah. Well, marijuana, I think 5 states are voting for it this week for legal recreational marijuana.
Vote early, vote often.
A shit ton for medical. Mm. So at some point, hopefully the federal government will step in here and say, hey, maybe we should just make it legal.
One thing that's interesting to me and I'm concerned about is that a friend of mine went to do the early voting and he said they never took his ID. And I thought that was quite strange.
Well, I thought Obama was encouraging all the illegal aliens to vote.
Well, he was. And another friend said that she went for early voting and they also did not check her ID. So what does that mean, Matt?
You can just vote. Vote as often.
So if you were early, could you vote late too?
I can try. I can go try and vote. See, I already voted by mail. Can I just go in and vote?
Does it even matter, though? That's the question.
I don't think it matters. I think the whole thing's rigged.
It doesn't mean anything.
It'll all work out.
Just there to appease us.
Gary Johnson, 2020.
How old will he be? Like 100?
Well, fuck. These two are like 70 and 69.
Right. Yeah. Oldest candidates ever, right?
That'd be like having like your mom or dad be president, and that frightens me.
That would be scary.
Yep.
No disrespect, but
I think that's a grandma or a grandpa being a president.
30 years removed from what's actually happening in the vibe of the country.
So out of reality.
No.
Do you even know how to work a DVD player?
Yes.
A Blu-ray?
My mom has trouble figuring out her fucking Android phone. You know, it's like, you gotta run a country? Really?
All right. That's not gonna happen. That's right. All right, let's shut it down.
All right, Mom.
That's it. It'll all work out.
That has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Wago.
Matt Griffith. Thanks for playing.